Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, guys, you know what time it is. It is question and answer time. You ask the question, I give the answers. Today we have three. The first question is Madonna okay? Absolutely not. Madonna is not okay. Madonna is the opposite of okay, if you're following her on Instagram. I think she actually recently got hit with a strike. She just can't stop being naked. She is going through some very weird mental public spiral, and because she's got wealth and money, no one will tell her that's around her. She surrounds herself with a bunch of yes people. So pray for Madonna. Hope she gets the help she needs, but know that she is not even okay in the slightest. Question number two. Who is the most likely 2024 presidential nominee for the Democrat Party? I'm the only one that thinks this. I thought this was the entire reason that they made such a big deal out of him. But I think they are priming New York City's Mayor Eric Adams to run. They're going to try to run him as like a secondary Obama. The good news is he's absolutely created a disaster in New York City, and everything he promised has not come into fruition. So even though he can be likable as a person when he's speaking, his disastrous results are in. And I think that America is not going to fall for that. Well, he's a black man in the same way that America fell for that in 2008. But I do think that he's going to be a front runner, and potentially that Hillary Clinton could come back. I don't think she ever gives up. I think she just keeps coming back, and I welcome that. There's something about her that I like. You know, I talk about this with my producers. It's like Hillary Clinton, the woman from The View, what's her name, Barbara, Joy Behar. Like, they're so crazy, and you just have to kind of look at it and enjoy it and be fascinated by it because it's rare and it's beautiful. Last question. Are you taking applications to replace your assistant, Savannah? Always send me your applications. I have fired her 6 times. I don't know why she's still here. That's all we have for today, guys. As always, I hope that we have given you something to think about. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining me on this segment of Candace. If you liked this podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. To watch or listen to the full show, become a member at dailywire.com/subscribe.
Introducing 2 new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.